to be here at this program of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness at this very special temple, Krishna Kaliya Mandir. This is a very special temple of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. You will see on the altar that Krishna is dancing on the head of Kaliya Mandir. Kaliya Nag was hiding out in the Jamuna. But he was polluting the Jamuna with all of his venom. Everything was dying all around. Any birds who would fly over that area, they would drop dead. So Krishna is the original ecologist. He wanted to clean up the dirt, the pollution in the Jamuna. So he subdued that Kaliya Nag. Sent him away from Vrindavan. And that place where Kaliya came is called Fiji. So Fiji is a very special place because after Kaliya was chastised by Krishna, he became the pure bhakta. He became a liberated soul. So the fact that a liberated soul has been living here for 5,000 years, you see, this is a great blessing. This place of Fiji is a very blessed land. So, we should take advantage of being here in Fiji, in the presence actually. We don't see Kali, he's keeping himself hidden. Sometimes I hear that he is seen. But generally he remains in hiding. So we are blessed by the presence of such a great personality as Kaliya. So we should take advantage of this human form of life in this place of Fiji to make our lives successful. And what is that success? That success is to develop love for Krishna. In the beginning, we have some envy of God. That's why we took birth in this material world. We were originally lovers of God and His kingdom, but we developed some envy, and therefore, by our envy, we cast ourselves into this cycle of birth and death. So now we are in a suffering condition. If you look in people's faces in the modern day society, you'll see so much. If you look in people's faces, you will see there's so much in anxiety. Their faces show it. See, someone who has spiritual enlightenment, their face radiates joy. Their face radiates love. But someone who is in material consciousness, they look miserable. So if you look at the faces of the people in the modern day society, they're miserable. They may have some party or something, just like last night, we were staying in Singhatoka. And two or three doors down from where we were staying, they had a New Year's Eve party. It went all the way till 4 o'clock in the morning. They were singing and dancing and screaming the whole night. Screaming. Just like, I mean, it was unbelievable. There must have been like 100 people. And they were screaming and singing and dancing the whole night. But I guarantee you, they didn't taste any real happiness. Real happiness is experienced when we reawaken our love for God. That's why we exist. It's like your t-shirt, "I belong to Krishna." You see? Why do you belong to Krishna? Because that's our religion? No, it's a scientific fact that we belong to Krishna. Why? That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya pavavo matak sarvam pravartate. Krishna says, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. So that's why everything belongs to Krishna, because everything is coming from Krishna. Krishna is the manifester, the expander, the creator of everything that exists. There's nothing that exists except that which is created by Krishna. You see? Even the demigods. Lord Shiva is created by Krishna. Lord Ram is an expansion of Krishna. Everything. Krishna is the source of everything. That's why we give Krishna special worship. Because even the demigods are coming from Krishna. But he says, Aham Adir Devanam. He says, I am the source of all the demigods. So this is why we give Krishna very special worship. So since everything is coming from Krishna, therefore everything is the property of Krishna. If you're the manufacturer, then you're the owner of that thing. Just like Vajranath, before he retired, he used to have a furniture factory. Well, furniture shop. And he was manufacturing furniture, you see. So, because he was manufacturing that furniture, you understand. He was the owner of that furniture also. And he would sell that and make some profit. And give money to Krishna Kaliya from his profit, isn't it? So, because he was a manufacturer, therefore he was the owner. So, because Krishna is the manufacturer of everything, therefore he is the owner. And if you are the owner of one thing, what does that mean? That means you are the one who has the right to enjoy that thing. You see? Just like you own your house, you're the one who has the right to enjoy living in it. If someone else comes to live in your house, you can say, but I am the owner. You have no right to live in this house because I am the owner. I have the right to live in this house. So that person who owns, that person has the right to enjoy that thing also. And Krishna confirms this in the Gita. He says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He says, I am the enjoyer and I am the owner of everything. So the fact is that each and every one of you, each and every one of us, we all belong to Krishna, because he is our creator, he is our maintainer, you see? So we belong to Krishna. So if you try to enjoy something that is the property of someone else, what do they call you? Thief. So that means if we try to enjoy this material body separately from pleasing Krishna, then we are thieves. Can a thief ever be happy? Why? Some thieves think that thieves can be happy. So what is the reality? Can a thief be happy? I'll give you an example. Our Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, during his household life, one day he was walking down the Calcutta street with a police constable. They were walking together down the street. And wherever they would go walking, Prabhupada was noticing why these people would just take off running. He would see every now and then somebody would just take off running away. And the policeman said, well, they were thieves, and they were thinking that maybe I was coming to catch them. You see? So if you're a thief, you must be in constant anxiety. You must be in constant anxiety. Because you're worried when I will be caught. Now the ordinary thief, he may get away without being caught. He may escape. But you know, the law enforcement agency of Krishna, the Krishna Police Department, you see, who's the head commissioner? Yamaraj. Nobody escapes. Yamaraj catches everyone. And Yamaraj gives perfect judgment. He has perfect knowledge of every sinful activity we've done, and we get punished for each and every single sinful activity we've done by Yamaraj. So now do you see why it's surrendering to Krishna is a good idea? What does Krishna say when we surrender to him? Please everyone wake up. Everyone wake up. This is important information. This information will save you from going to the court of Yamaraj to be punished for sinful activities. This is important information. Wake up. This is important information. This will save you from going to Yamaraj's court. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Purit Yoja, Mamekam Shadanam Raja, Aham Tvam Sarvapapevyo, Mokshiyashami Mashuchaha. He says, give up all your duties, simply surrender to me. I will deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. We will simply take up Bhakti Yoga, devotional service to Krishna. The good news is, no matter what sin we may have done, Krishna will give us forgiveness. Krishna will forgive us. He will bless us. So this is very important information. If we will take shelter of Krishna, then he will free us from all sin. And Krishna will do more than that. Not only will we be free from sin, but he will give us the greatest blessing. He will allow us to enter into his eternal lila in the spiritual world, his pastime. Right now we're suffering in various ways, you see. Sometimes we're worried some thief may come, you see. We're worried, my money may be gone, I may get sick, this thing, that thing. So many anxieties are there. But if we can enter into the pastimes of Krishna, there's no more anxiety. Simply kevala ananda kanda, simply enjoyment, that's all. Can you imagine having a body that doesn't get sick? A body that doesn't get old? Does this make any sense, what I'm saying? Everybody understands English? English, Bala? Oh, okay. I was wondering, because people don't look like they're hearing me. Their minds is somewhere else. This is important. Please listen to these words. This is not my own words. These are the words of Krishna. I'm speaking the message of the great acharyas. Mahajana yena gata sapantha. This knowledge that I'm speaking will deliver you from all anxiety. But you have to hear it with respect, with attention, and focus. Carefully hear what I'm speaking. These words will liberate you from all your anxiety. I guarantee it. We guarantee you these words will save you. Now, if you follow our instructions very carefully, and you don't find that you're free from all anxiety. Let's see. We guarantee you, you will become free of all anxiety. So I'm very happy to see my godbrother Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu has come. Thank you very much for coming today. Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu, thank you for coming. My obeisances to you. Hare Krishna. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada has very much blessed us that we have this opportunity to become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we are simply suffering in this material existence. Birth, death, old age, and disease. This material world is a miserable place. Nobody can be happy here. It's amazing, I'm traveling all over the world, and wherever I go, people are thinking, well, if I can just go this other place, then I'll be happy. You see? And then I go to that other place, it's supposed to give happiness, and the people there are thinking, if I can just go to another place, I'll be happy. It's called the grass is green on the other side of the fence. Like I come to Fiji and I see people think, well, if I can just get out of Fiji, then I'll be happy. I go to America and I think, if I can just go to Fiji, I'll be happy. Get out of this American, you know, polluted air, get out of a South Sea island, and I can be happy. Wherever I go, everyone is thinking, if I can just go somewhere else, then I can be happy. But you know what? There's no happiness anywhere in this material world. A brahma bhuvana loka punaravartin arjuna mamupeshita kanteya puna janma vidyate. Krishna confirms, from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place, but one who attains to maya bodha sanam kunti puna janma vidyate, he never takes birth again. So that's the solution. It's not that if I can go from Fiji to here or from there to Fiji that I can be happy. This material world is miserable no matter where you're living. You can live in Fiji, you can live in Australia, you can live in the US, you can live in India, you can live in Malaysia. Wherever we go in this material world, it is miserable. Why? Because everywhere you have to take birth, you have to get old, you have to get sick, and you have to die, no matter where you go here. If you want actual happiness, then cultivate your Krishna consciousness. Wherever you're living, you don't need to relocate. Wherever you're living, you simply cultivate Krishna consciousness. And that will give you happiness. It's all you have to do. Simply cultivate your Krishna consciousness. And you will achieve all happiness. This is the great message spread all over the world by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Fiji is so much blessed because Srila Prabhupada has established his movement in this country. With the wonderful help of the early pioneers, like Upendra was there, and Vasudeva Prabhu was there, Bhuvan Mohan. With the wonderful help of so many important devotees in the early days, This movement was established in Fiji. ISKCON. So now let us take advantage. This movement is established here. We have this wonderful temple in Lautoka, a wonderful temple in Suva, a nice project in Singatoka, Lombasa. Nice thing happening now in Nasari. There's so many wonderful ISKCON centers now, you see, in Fiji. Let us take full advantage by coming to the center regularly, hearing from the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, chanting Hare Krishna, dancing and singing before the beautiful deity of Krishna Kaliya, also Rishi Radha Govinda, and Shishi Garnitai. There's no reason to be unhappy. Unhappiness is simply foolishness. Only a fool will actually be unhappy. An intelligent person finds out how to become happy by cultivating Krishna consciousness. If we cultivate Krishna consciousness, then we can enjoy life like anything at every minute. As the Bhagavad Gita says, a thrill at every moment. I see many faces here today that don't look that happy, I'll be honest. But I'm hoping that I can do something today to help you come to a happy state of mind. I see many faces here today that you don't look that happy, you look unhappy. Many of you are looking very miserable as I look out at your faces. Miserable faces I'm seeing. So I'm trying to reach out to you with my heart, with my love. And let you know there is no reason to be unhappy. There's no reason to be unhappy. Simply take to Krishna consciousness. This is the mercy of Sri Krishna. Simply take to this Krishna consciousness. Your life will become so happy, you won't be able to believe that you could be so happy. It'll be so amazing. You will taste so much joy, so much peace, so much love, so much knowledge, so much satisfaction, so much contentment, so much enlivenment, enrichment. Everything is awaiting you. The greatest treasure of Krishna praying is there, buried in your heart right now. I just was in the Muslim countries. I was preaching in Turkey this year. Well, not last year. Now 2006. Last year in 2005, I went to Turkey. Mataji, Vishnupriya and I went to Turkey. And we were preaching in a hall of Muslim people. And these people were so happy to hear about Krishna consciousness. We have a video, a DVD of it. Anybody who wants to see that DVD, you let me know and we'll show you. Can come to my room and watch it on my computer. Or if you have a DVD player, we could show it. Anybody who wants to see it, let me know. We'll arrange you can see it. But these Muslim people, they were hearing about Krishna and their faces were full of joy and happiness to hear about Krishna. They were so enlivened. And then we taught them how to chant one special mantra. What is that? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes people have the foolish idea that Krishna consciousness is for Hindus. And the white people, they're outsiders. It's a foolish idea. Have you ever heard anyone sing this mantra? Hindu Nath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhava Tume. Jaya Hindu Nath, Jaya Hindu Nath. No, we've never heard Hindu Nath. Has anyone ever, Bhuvan Mohan, have you ever heard of Hindu Nath? No, we've never heard of Hindu Nath. His name is Jagannath. Actually, your brother is also, but he's Jagannath Das. So, Jagannath means he's the Lord of the universe. Doesn't matter if you have a white body, a brown body, a black body. You see? He is Jagannath. He is the Lord of everyone. We are all one family throughout the whole world. We are this follow, everyone is the servant of Jagannath, Krishna, the Lord of the universe. So let us take advantage of this rare opportunity. Do you realize you have transmigrated through 8,400,000 species before getting this human birth? You have gone through hell, being a hog, being a dog, being a monkey, being a snake, being a bird, being a mango tree. We've been everything, every species we have gone through. Now we have this human form. What does the Vedanta Sutra say? Tato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you have a human form. Utilize it for self-realization. If we will use this human form for self-realization, to understand who am I? Where have I come from? What is my purpose for existence? You see? Then we will taste a pleasure which is so sublime, which is so wonderful, that we can't even imagine that such pleasures could exist in this world. And actually it doesn't exist in this world. It exists in the hearts of those who have pure bhakti, because those persons live in the spiritual world of Krishna. Even while they have a material body in this material world, they are living with Krishna. So is it time for the arti now? Yes. So we're very pleased that you all have come today to participate in this program of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Kindly make your life successful by dedicating every thought, every word, and every deed to Lord Shri Krishna in every time, every place, and every situation. So we thank you very much. Krishna Kaliya ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.